Holy Trinity Catholic School normally sells script gift cards on Sunday following the 8:30 and 10 o'clock masses. So far, contributions from 114 households have enabled us to reach 70% of this year's Catholic Ministries Drive target. Please be supportive. This Thursday, Ascension Thursday, is a holy day of obligation. We have a Mass scheduled for Wednesday evening at 6:30, and on Thursday, they are at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and 5:30 p.m. We will also have the opportunity to adore the Blessed Sacrament on the holy day. There is a sign-up sheet in the vestibule. Next weekend, our Peace and Justice Committee will sponsor the annual Precious Life Baby Bottle Campaign. The bottles will be available at the church entrances on Mother's Day weekend. This weekend, the Knights of Columbus are conducting their annual Measure Up campaign to raise funds for the American Red Cross of Blair County, which helps to improve the quality of life for individuals with developmental disabilities and their families through advocacy, education, support, and solicitation. Thank you. Socialization, I meant. Christ died to bring us life in the Spirit. Let us give thanks and praise to God. Please stand. Please join in singing the opening hymn, number 544, Sing a New Song.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. We gather once again as disciples of Jesus who are invited to be friends with him. This morning, we're also pleased to have a part of our first communion class for this year who's going to help crown the image of Our Lady later on during Mass. Once again, as we continue to celebrate the Easter season, blessed water will be used to remind us of our baptism.
Amen.
Almighty God, cleanse us of our sins, and through the celebration of this morning's Eucharist, make us worthy to share at the table of his heavenly kingdom. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, a heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world. Receive our prayer. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God, the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of gladness, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
Peter was originally skeptical about preaching the gospel to non-Jews. Then one day the Holy Spirit summoned him to preach to the pagan army officer Cornelius and his household. The result, as we shall see, is the first recorded conversion of Gentiles to Christianity.
When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, even as we have? He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the first letter of St. John.
The tradition of the Apostle John's teaching is expressed in what is called the first letter of St. John. There is a legend that John, in his old age, would simply repeat over and over to his people, "Love one another." Today's passage from that letter illustrates this story.
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his only Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.